Welcome back to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts, and today I'm definitely more on the salty side, so you can't say that I didn't warn you. If you keep listening, you're probably gonna hear a rant, but sometimes that feels good. So let's get into it. I am officially done with dating. I am just over it. Honestly, I've given it my all for the past 3 years. And I have gained nothing, maybe emotional maturity and some insights about myself and about men. But I do believe I would have potentially gained those even without the experiences I made. We never know. I'm usually completely on the positive side, and I always say nothing's in vain, so to say. But in this case, you could probably hear me blink at this point. I have to say, maybe I wasted my time those past 3 years. I am the type of person who tends to give people a chance. And even if I see something in them that does not resonate with me or that doesn't really go along with my core values, I'm like, maybe it's just, you know, they're going through a hard time. They have to find themselves. We all know those difficult moments when you're under pressure, and we all know that sometimes we are just a little bit confused, and I tend to have understanding for a lot of different behaviors, and I'm like, dude, to myself, I should definitely change that, because I feel like a lot of people do not know what they want, and it's not my obligation to figure it out with them, or for them, for that matter, and neither is yours. So you should definitely also think about whether you're dating someone or with someone or spending time with someone who is emotionally mature enough to figure things out on their own and to share those with you on eye level, like an adult and not like a kid. And people tend to say that they're really open and honest, but when you look at the way they behave, it's sort of the opposite because they are not open. They don't share their thoughts with you unless you ask them for them. And I feel like that's another way of not being emotionally mature, because you should have some level of empathy and the ability to actually put yourself in somebody else's shoes and know that that person deserves clarity. And I try to be very clear in the way that I communicate. I tend to be way too nice, as I said, but I try to be clear. And I have decided and I have realized that it's about time I choose myself for real. And I really hope that you are going to do the same. Because if you don't choose yourself, nobody else can do that for you. If you don't put yourself first, nobody else will do that. Everyone thinks of themselves first and foremost. And I know there are some people like me, like potentially you, who tend to put others first for whatever reason. It's usually our upbringing and the way that we, you know, lived as children and had to cope with certain situations. And I'm not blaming anyone for that, but it's just an unhealthy behavior when you're an adult. So it's really important to put yourself first and to put your own needs first and to be able to communicate them clearly. And in order to do that, you have to be aware of your own needs first. And that, my friends, is something I am learning currently. I usually tend to suppress my own needs and wishes, and I'm like, but what are other people gonna think? What if they feel hurt or not respected or not seen or whatever? And I'm like, what if I don't feel those things, you know, by not speaking up? By actually keeping my mouth shut and like being okay with things I'm really not okay with if I think about it very deeply. So I'm just like overthinking a lot of things. And as you can tell, this is a very raw and open episode, and I'm just dumping my feelings and my thoughts here. And I think those are the most valuable episodes because I just get to connect with you on such a raw level. And I really enjoy this, actually. But yes, this is somewhat of a rant. I feel like I have so much to say, but I can't really put it into words. And I don't want to repeat myself. But I feel like a lot of girls who are very, very cool and very mature have the same problem as me, is that we don't want to date projects. We want to date men who are secure and who know what they want and who are ready to go for it and who are ready to actually care for us. And I don't know if you're hearing this, but my friend is sending me tons of messages about this topic, and we're just talking on Instagram. It's really important to find someone who is on your level, and that might not be easy because you might be a very self-reflected person, which is good. But along with your other amazing assets and character traits and abilities, it's hard for you to find someone who matches that. And it's so important for you to realize that that is the problem and not you. So essentially, it's not like you're not enough for them. It's quite the opposite. You are too amazing for them. And that makes it hard for people to meet you on eye level. I actually hate this word eye level because I studied, among other things, business. And during my MBA studies, we had this one course where it actually took place in English, I remember. But we were all obviously based in Germany, so a lot of German accent was dropped in that class. And somehow, eye level was kind of the favorite term that was thrown around. So I actually have an aversion against it. But I keep using it in this episode because I think it really drives that point home. So I apologize for annoying you with eye level. And I hope you enjoyed this little tangent on why I don't like it. So it's really important that you realize how amazing you are. And this has nothing to do with arrogance. It's healthy for you to love yourself, to not just accept yourself, but to really embrace who you are and to know who you are. And that doesn't mean we don't have weaknesses at all, but it means that we know about them. And by knowing your weaknesses, you are ahead of 99% of people out there. I'm gonna be brutally honest. And it's also always just the question of what do you focus on? Of course, you could focus on your weaknesses and try to improve them, or you could go for your strengths and strengthen them even more. And a lot of people say that you get further by strengthening your strengths and becoming even stronger and better in them and being aware of your weaknesses. And I agree with that because we want to keep our focus on the positive and we don't want to go for mediocrity, which you basically achieve by being okay or good at certain things and, let's say, average in others, so your weak areas. No, you want to go for excellence. And you can reach that by focusing on your strengths and the things you're already good at. And by that, I do believe that our weaknesses also improve. So this is just my thinking about that whole thing. And when we bring that back to dating, it just shows us that being self-aware is amazing, but it's also a problem because it's hard to find people who are going to match your level of maturity and your areas of strength. That's actually a great problem to have. And we should reframe that whole experience of dating in a positive way. And we should finally accept how great we are and look in the right places for people who match our being. So I am officially done with online dating. I've tried it. I've tried Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, OkCupid, and I recorded episodes about every single one of them and what I've learned about that and blah blah, and I think I'm just over the topic of dating. So I even wrote a book about dating because I felt like I had to get my experiences out there and just kind of talk about what they mean and why I encountered the people I encountered and what I learned from that. And that's all good, but I think life is so much deeper and it's richer and it's about so many different topics. So I feel like I've outgrown that topic, so to say, or I don't want to put any more effort into thinking about that on the same level as I have before. So I definitely want to focus on my projects, which I'm already doing, but I want to do it a lot more. And I want to focus on creating things that mean something to me. And I want to make art, I want to make design, I want to make music, I want to express myself in a creative way. That's just something my soul needs. And I personally think it's sort of a problem of our time that we sell ourselves short, so to say, or we sell our abilities and our character that we don't value ourselves enough to actually know what we are worth. Also in terms of money, also in terms of time and energy, and we give all of these things very freely when we're young. The younger we are, the more we think we still have an endless amount of all those things. Not necessarily money, but time and energy. But I don't think that's true, because I have gone through a really hard time, and some of you know that. If you've listened to a couple of my past episodes, I had to take psychiatric medication, so basically SSRIs and an anti-anxiety medication, and all of that drained my energy on top of long COVID and being exhausted in general. And I just realized that my energy is extremely limited and that I just need to be more aware of how I spend it and who I spend it with. Even though I've always been quite conscious of that, it just got out of hand for my liking, so to say. And I want to be a lot more focused on certain goals that I really want to reach. One of those goals was finding the right partner. And as I've said, I'm done. I don't want to use the word frustrated, but at this point, I am over it. And I'm over the games and the immaturity that people bring to the table, knowingly or not knowingly. And I don't know which one of those is worse. But yeah, I'm done. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because it opens up so much space in my life for other things and another focus, and I'm excited for what that's going to create in my life. So I don't know if some of you are sad or happy that I won't be talking about dating so much anymore, but this is sort of my farewell to that topic for a while at least. And I really like that because it feels right, and it feels good to move on and to be a lot more focused on certain, also maybe business related topics, or in my case, life related topics, where I bring you along my journey of trying, or not trying, but actually building the life of my dreams. And I want to be a lot more intentional on how I talk and what I talk about and how I communicate the things that I care about. So that is just a heads up for you. I really, really hope that you enjoyed this very packed episode that I am very passionate about. If you did, please make sure to subscribe to my podcast and to rate it wherever you're listening. You can also recommend it to someone you know. That would help me out a lot, and it would really make this an even more beautiful and wonderful experience for all of us, because the more people are involved, the more feedback I get, the better I can become at creating what you want to hear. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I really hope to catch you very soon next Thursday. Until then, take care and have a wonderful week. Bye.